breaking news and the inside story. You're listening to Washington's Drive at 5 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WNAL.
Earlier today, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie chimed in on the ongoing debate over vaccinations in the United States of America. This, of course, in light of a recent measles outbreak, a disease which, for all intents and purposes, had been eradicated from this country. Chris Christie speaking in England earlier today.
I also understand that parents need to have some measure of choice in things as well. So that's the balance that the government has to decide. But I can just tell people from our perspective. Mary Pat and I have had our children vaccinated, and we think it's an important part of making sure we protect their health and the public health.
The governor saying that he has had his children vaccinated, but he does want parents to have some level of choice in this matter. Stark contrast to President Barack Obama, who for himself said this earlier today on NBC News.
Measles is preventable. I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again. There is every reason to get vaccinated.
All right, so that brings us to our guest, Louise Kuo-Habakus. She is the author of Vaccine Epidemic, and she's the executive director of the Center for Personal Rights. So the president says the science is pretty sound here. What do you say?
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Thanks for bringing me on. So you know what? Technology is a wonderful thing. It's giving parents direct access for those educated and motivated enough. They're going to PubMed. They're reading up, and they're seeing that the CDC, the American Academy of Pediatrics, Organized Medicine, and media are quoting science that's old. It's out of date.
All right. So what science do you have that's updated that is contrary?
So if you go and look, and you can also look at my book as well, you'll see in PubMed that there are meta-analyses. There are studies of studies that show that the emerging weight of the evidence is actually shifting to a causal association between ingredients in vaccines and neurodevelopmental damage more broadly. Now, no one is saying that this is a linear, vaccines cause all of these things in a 1-2 step. We understand that these issues are multifactorial, autism is complicated, you've got other autoimmune and chronic illness, and you've got a lot of other things that are coming into the stew. We are too quick and we want reflexive kind of answers, and you know, vaccines are not an immunological free lunch, and I think parents are understanding not all diseases are the same, they're not all deadly, not all vaccines are the same, and Larry, you probably got chicken pox when you were a kid, right?
A very, very slight case of it, thank God.
Okay, well, you know, most people got chicken pox back, you know, if you're sort of in your late 30s, 40s, you know, you got chicken pox. If you were born before 1958, you're assumed to be immune to measles because you had measles. These are benign childhood illnesses. You go and look up and see who's dying of measles. People are conflating measles incidents with measles death.
Well, no, go answer your own question. Who is dying of measles?
No one's dying of measles in this country. No one is dying of measles. Zero deaths.
Well, no one's dying of measles in this country because we've eradicated measles. But earlier, we did have people dying of measles, didn't we?
So, you know, this is a very common thing. People like to say, oh, vaccines have saved millions of lives. And the truth is that we understand why fewer people were dying of all infectious diseases. And it's because of sanitation and hygiene infrastructure, okay? It's indoor plumbing, flush toilets, covered cesspools. It's, you know, building roads from the country to the city so we could have produce. We got rid of tenements. We transitioned from horses to cars. We got rid of the rats and closed down the tenements.
So it wasn't the vaccine. So you're recommending that that it's better for children to get mumps, to get measles, to get chickenpox when they're children. That would be better than to actually have the shots so that they don't get those diseases.
So what I am recommending is that because vaccination is a serious medical intervention that can cause catastrophic brain damage and death to some who receive them, and our government acknowledges this, and has paid out $3 billion in the past 25 years through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So because they are dangerous, you must give people the right to make this decision. Vaccines are mandated to healthy people as a condition of daycare and preschool and school admission in this country. And increasing numbers of parents are saying 70 doses of 16 vaccines is what the CDC says my child should get.
Yeah.
One size fits all medicine. I want to, you know.
I think that that kind of statement actually appeals to a lot of people and makes sense. Let me ask you this. I had a council member from Montgomery County earlier today on my morning show, and I asked her about this. Montgomery County, one of the most populous counties in the area, and this is what she said. This isn't a matter of public policy with regard to measles and vaccinations. I know. Well, you see this outbreak happening, and we saw the director of the CDC over the weekend, and the president talked about it this morning. There are a lot of people in Montgomery County who are resistant to have their children immunized. What is your message to them, given the fact that there's a very real possibility of a measles outbreak?
Don't do this to your children. It's short-sighted, and, you know, we all have our issues with the drug companies, but at the end of the day, You need to get your kids vaccinated, and they won't be allowed in the school system.
Well, all right. She went on to reemphasize and say that she believes that any child who's not immunized should not be allowed in public schools. How do you respond?
I think that people have got to stop blaming parents. The problem is that you've got these vaccines that aren't working as they originally told us they would work.
Yeah, but specific to the children who aren't vaccinated, and there's a public move now by government officials to keep them from public schools. What do you?
Yes, and you've got a total mythology that it's unvaccinated children that are spreading disease. Okay, there is no science that supports this, that somehow...
Well, the majority of people who have gotten measles in this last outbreak were unvaccinated.
That's not true, and it's not proven either. And I challenge you to actually ask for the culturing of the strains so they can demonstrate that it's not vaccine strain measles. Because we do know that measles, mumps, and rubella, they're live virus vaccines. And so you can actually transmit the disease through what's called viral shedding, through mucus, through coughing, through close personal contact. Merck's own package insert states this, that transmission is a possibility.
All right. There's much more to say about this, and I doubt this will be the last time we have you on to talk about it. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us today. Again, it's Louise Ikuo-Habakas, and you can find her at the Center for Personal Rights. She's the author of Vaccine Epidemic. We're going to take your calls on this next, so go ahead and jump on board.